Let's turn our Bibles to Psalm 138. Psalm 138. If you are there, let me hear a hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 138, verse 2. I will bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your loving kindness and your truth. Why? For you have magnified your word according to all your name. On the day I called you, you answered me. You made me bold with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth will give thanks to you, O Lord, when they have heard the words of your mouth. And they will sing of the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is exalted, yet he regards the lowly. For though the Lord is exalted, yet he regards the lowly. We have seen an example of how he has regarded the lowly. Just what Doctor had presented to us. How kind, how great, how exalted is the Lord, yet he regards the lowly. And his word is exalted. His word is magnified. In another translation says, his word is exalted above his name. So why don't we bow our hearts before the Lord and thank the Lord for his word that he has prepared. The God who's considerate to the poor, the God who regards the lowly, has prepared his word. Would you humble your heart today to receive it from him? Would I humble my heart today to receive it from him? Lord, I come before you once again. You are the God who gave the word. Lord, today, even as you give your word, O Lord God. Father, Lord, let me find new strength in the name of Jesus. Let your bride find new strength in the name of Jesus. Father, help us to live our purpose to which you have called us, O Lord God. You gave the word, great is the company of the people that proclaimed it, your word says, O Lord God. Lord, make us a great company in the name of Jesus. That we would proclaim the gospel even unto the ends of the earth in the name of Jesus. Let your word today empower us for this cause and this purpose in the name of Jesus. We thank you, blessed Father, once again, for it's in Jesus' mighty name that we have asked and we have prayed. Amen and amen. Just before we start, I also encourage you concerning the victory night. Please invite your friends along for this victory night. And the Lord shall bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's rise up and let's open our Bibles to John chapter 15 for the reading of his word. John chapter 15. John chapter 15, and we will read from verse 1 to 8. All of us together, one to go. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Amen. That shall be your portion and my portion in Jesus' name. Let's be seated in God's presence. Welcome your neighbor once again. And ask him, where are you staying? Where are you staying? Don't tell your house address. Ask him, are you abiding? Are you abiding? That's what the Lord is asking today. Where are you abiding? Sister, you can open the slide. And the Lord is putting a question to us today. Are you the vine's branch or are you the vining branch? Are you the vine's branch or are you the vining branch? I turn that question to myself. Am I the vine's branch or am I the vining branch? I go back to our verse, John 15, verse 5. I am the vine. Next slide, sister. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. When the Lord explains his relationship with his disciples, what he says is, I am the vine and you are the branches. There is a connection that the Lord is talking about over there. And he says very clearly, I am the vine. You know, when you go back to the Old Testament in Psalm 80, I'm not asking us to go there. Israel is described as a vine that was transplanted. But here, the Lord introduces himself to his disciples saying, I am the vine. And you have a part in me if you remain in me as a branch. So, what is a prepared branch? Or what is a branch? Or what is the vine's branch? Let's go to the first slide, sister. The vine's branch is a prepared branch. The vine's branch is a prepared branch. Vincent, can you read John 15, verse 3?
John 15, verse 3. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you.
You are already clean. You are already, that word also means you are already pruned. You are already prepared like a branch because of what I have taught you. Because you have been responsive to my word, therefore you are pruned. A prepared branch is a branch that is responding to God's word. A branch that is responsive to God's word. The challenge that doctor put before us, if you have received the gospel, what is your response to the gospel? If you have believed the gospel, what is your response to the gospel? What is your burden to the world? What is your burden to the unsaved? A prepared branch is a branch that is responsive. I want us to look at Isaiah 66, verse 2, and my brother will read it from the Message version.
God's message. Isaiah 66, verse 1 and 2. God's message. Heaven's my throne, earth is my footstool. What sort of house could you build for me? What holiday spot reserved for me? I made all of this. I own all of this. God's decree. But there is something I'm looking for. A person, simple and plain, reverently responsive to what I say.
A person, God is looking for a person, the creator of heaven and earth. We sang over here, Imela. Imela, we said, thank you. I can't get that. Izemo, I couldn't get that
Yes, my King, the creator of heaven and earth, what God looks for once he has created everything, he's looking for a person, simple and plain, reverently responsive to his word. Reverently responsive to his word. A prepared branch is a branch that is reverently responsive to God's word. The reverent heart is God's canvas. It's God's canvas. It's a place for God to establish his workmanship, a reverent heart, a heart that responds to his call. If the vine's branch is a prepared branch, what is a whining branch? The whining branch is an indifferent branch. Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 9.
But those who do not grow in these blessings are blind. They cannot see clearly what they have. They have forgotten that they were cleansed from their past sins.
They have forgotten that they were cleansed, or they were purged, or they were pruned, or they were sanctified from their past sins. And it says, but those who don't grow in these blessings. Peter is saying there are certain people who don't grow in the blessing of the Lord. In the beginning, we were praying that we will be people who will bless others. We have been blessed to bless others. How do we grow in the blessings of the Lord? How does the blessing of the Lord abound in us and through us? Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 7. And he will read again from the ERV, the easy to read version. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 7.
Because you have these blessings, do all you can to add to your life these things. To your faith, add goodness. To your goodness, add knowledge. To your knowledge, add self-control. To your self-control, add patience. To your patience, add devotion to God. To your devotion, add kindness towards your brothers and sisters in Christ. And to this kindness, add love.
How many times the Lord is mentioning over there to add virtue to your faith, add to your faith, add goodness, to your goodness, add knowledge, to knowledge, add self-control, to self-control, add patience, to patience, add devotion, to devotion, add kindness, and to kindness, add love. For the church to multiply, we need adders. I'm not talking about the snake adder. No. People who add, who grow in the blessing of the Lord, who do not remain just in the place of faith, but from faith move to virtue, add good works to your faith. To your faith, add to your good works, add knowledge. To your knowledge, grow in self-control. In your self-control, grow in patience. In your patience, grow in your devotion to God. In your devotion, grow in your kindness towards one another. In your kindness, grow in love. And Peter assures us, if you grow in all these things, what happens? You will not be short-sighted. You will not forget your pruning. I will not forget my pruning. I will not forget that I am a prepared branch. Thank you for that. Amen. God looks for prepared branches. Prepared branches are God's canvas. The vine's branch is a prepared branch. And for the church to multiply, God needs prepared branches. Are you a prepared branch today? Or are you prepared to be a prepared branch today? The next slide, let's move to. The vine's branch remains joined
being focused on the purpose. The vine's branch remains joined, being focused on the purpose. John 15, verse 4.
Stay joined to me, and I will stay joined to you.
Look at that translation. It says, stay joined to me, and I will stay joined to you. Continue.
No branch can produce fruit alone. It must stay connected to the vine. It is the same with you. You cannot produce fruit alone. You must stay joined to me.
You cannot produce fruit alone. You must stay joined to me. The branch has a purpose. The purpose is to produce fruit. The purpose is to produce a life worthy of the repentance that you have confessed and that you have turned from your sins. Lead a life worthy of your confession that you have repented from your sins. That's what John the Baptist said in Matthew chapter 3 verse 7, if I'm not wrong. That is the fruit that God is looking for in you and I. A life that is turned away from sin and turned toward God. And that life, the purpose that God has, the provision comes. When God calls you towards fruitfulness, the provision comes when you and I are connected to Him. The provision comes for the purpose. You can see the example of Doctor himself. He moved into a place 35 years ago where there was nothing over there. He moved in obedience. He didn't ask for the provision. As he moved, the provision came. When you abide and when you and I are connected to Him, look to Him to fulfill the purpose and the provision will follow. Stay focused on the purpose, the provision follows. The abiding branch looks to fulfill the purpose. Whereas the vining branch looks for the provision. The vining branch looks for the provision and thereby loses purpose or focus of the purpose. If you remember Israel, in Leviticus 25, verse 38, God had a purpose for Israel. For bringing Israel out of Egypt, God had a purpose. Leviticus 25, verse 38.
I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, to give you the land of Canaan and to be your God.
I brought you out of the land of Egypt to give you the land of Canaan and to be your God. If you remember the kind of confessions Israel made when it was in the wilderness, what happened? Within 1 month of crossing over the Red Sea, when they encountered the waters, or when they encountered lack, when they were in the midst of the Red Sea, when they were going to cross the Red Sea, what were they asking? Were there not graves in Egypt that we could have been buried there? How will we go forward? They were looking and whining for provision where God was asking them to work in purpose. And what were they doing? They forgot their purpose. When you look to God only for provision, it is a dangerous track, and you and I can remain as a vining branch. The vine's branch looks to fulfill purpose. The vining branch complains about provision. Which branch are you? The next thing about the vine's branch. The vine's branch prevails in its appointment. The vine's branch prevails in its appointment. John 15, verse 16.
John 15, verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you.
You did not choose me, but I chose you. I did not stop with just choosing you. I appointed you so that you would fulfill your purpose, so that you would bear fruit, and that your fruit will endure, your fruit will remain. That is the reason why I chose you. A soul who remembers his appointment and purpose, what does that soul do? Look at that last part. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. The soul that is mindful of the purpose, mindful of his appointment, mindful of his calling, draws provision from the Father through prayer. That is the abiding in prayer, the abiding in sensitivity to fulfill God's purpose, that draws provision from God. The vine's branch prevails in its appointment. You shall prevail in your appointment in Jesus' name. The Lord shall help you wherever you are weak. If you are weak in prayer, today God is strengthening you. God is releasing his power upon you. Just as he has promised, he will fill you with all hope and joy in believing that you will fulfill your purpose, abounding in hope. Amen. The vining branch, it withers in disappointments. If the vine's branch prevails in its appointment, the vining branch withers in disappointments. Look at Mark 4, 16 and 17.
Mark 4, 16 and 17. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground, who, when they heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble.
They receive the word, but does not let the word take root. Receives the word with gladness, but does not allow the word to take root. Why? Why does the word not take root in the vining branch? You see that picture over there? That is a root that is coming out of a vine's shoot. You know, the vine climbs up, right? It takes provision, it takes supply from the root, but as it grows, there are certain grape vines, what it has is it has roots to hold on to the support and climb. Right? And these are called adventitious roots. A root that comes from the stem that allows the branch to prop itself up so that it can spread. Now, some of them are sticky roots. Biology experts will know here. There are some that the roots draw into other branches. The roots will penetrate into other branches, and instead of just taking support, it starts taking nourishment. So instead of solely being dependent on the root, now it starts taking dependence from other places. The Lord has established you as a branch, me as a branch, in the world. You are in the world, but you are not of the world. When we start taking inputs from the world, what happens? The dependence on the Word of God to conduct our lives starts reducing. And so what happens? The vining branch starts withering in disappointment. Because it no longer solely depends. Let me tell that word again. No longer solely depends on the vine for its nourishment. Where are your roots today? Ask your neighbor,
Where are your roots today? All of you are looking so glum today. Tell your neighbor, my root is strong and firm in the Lord. Tell that with a smile. Don't stare at him. My root is firm in the Lord. He will establish your roots today in Jesus' name. Amen. The next slide, sister. The vine's branch gains strength through pruning. John 15, verse 2.
John 15, verse 2. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit.
Every branch that bears fruit, it prunes. You know, the branches of the vine become canes. We have seen our cousins over here stack, you know, carrying that stuff. You've seen, right? It's called, let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 19 and verse 11. I'll read from verse 10. Ezekiel chapter 19, verse 10. The Lord talks about Israel over there. Ezekiel chapter 19, verse 10. If you are there, say hallelujah. If you are sleeping, say amen. Oh, good. Everybody is awake. Good. Ezekiel chapter 19, verse 10. Your mother was like a vine in your vineyard, planted by the waters. It was fruitful and full of branches because of abundant waters. And it had strong branches fit for scepters, for rulers. Strong branches fit for scepters, for rulers. You see what happens when a branch is pruned? The branch does not produce fruit on its own. It starts propping up other branches. You look at that picture over there. You see the top two branches. Those top two branches have now started giving sub-branches from which fruit is coming. When the Lord prunes you, remember, you become a source of strength for many. Do not despise the pruning of the Lord. Do not murmur when the Lord is sharpening you. An abiding branch gives strength to many. Oh, wow. That is such a strong amen I heard. Amen. The abiding branch gives strength to many. The Lord is able to make you strong. The Lord is able to make his church a scepter, a source of power, fit to declare his authority in the name of Jesus. And for that, the Lord prunes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The branches of a vine become canes fit to be used as scepters when it has borne fruit over a season. When these branches are cut, they enable growth of more shoots. James 1, verse 3.
James 1, verse 3. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow.
When yours and my faith is tested, our endurance has a chance to grow. That is how he makes us strong canes, strong branches in his hands. Patient endurance in trials and temptations makes a soul strong enough to strengthen others. Patient endurance. It's a gift that God gives through trials. Amen? Amen. And if a fruitful vine is able to make a branch strong through pruning, the vining branch loses its place, its purpose, and its power. Ezekiel 19, verses 12 to 14.
Ezekiel 19, verses 12 to 14. But she was plucked up in fury.
Note that she was plucked up in fury. We just saw in verse 11 and 10 how the Lord had planted her beside many waters. Now look at verse 12. She was plucked up in fury. Continue.
She was cast down to the ground.
She was cast down to the ground. There was a removal.
And the east wind dried her fruit.
East wind dried her fruit. Continue.
Her strong branches were broken and withered. The fire consumed them.
The strong branches lost its power and it became firewood. Look at verse 13.
And now she is planted in the wilderness in a dry and thirsty land.
Now she's transplanted to the wilderness in the dry and thirsty land. And what happens?
Fire has come out from a rod of her branches and devoured her fruits.
The dried fruit has become a devoured fruit. The fruit no longer exists. Continue.
So that she has no strong branch, a scepter for ruling.
No more does she have any authority. The vining branch loses its place, its purpose, and its power. Which branch are you today? The Lord shall strengthen us in Jesus' name. How do I remain as the vine's branch? John 15, coming back to our verse 5.
I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing.
He who abides in me. What should I do to remain as a vine's branch? Abide in him. Which means have a, I put there, didentity. Not an identity, a didentity. Romans 6, verse 11. Can you read from the ERV, brother?
Romans 6, verse 11. In the same way, you should see yourselves as being dead to the power of sin and alive for God through Jesus Christ.
Dead to the power of sin and alive for God. Consider yourself dead to the power of sin and alive for God. And how do I become alive for God? Look at verse 13.
But offer yourselves to God as people who have died and now live. Offer the parts of your body to God to be used for doing good.
Offer the parts of your body to God to be used for doing good. Which includes my eyes, which includes my fingers, which includes what I do with both of them. It includes all of them. It includes my ears, it includes my tongue. These are also parts which I need to use for good. And what is the best good can you do? Share the good news. Share the good news if you have received it. That's the first place that you can begin. That's the first place that I can begin. I want to read that from the Message translation. I am raised from the dead into God's way of doing things. Into God's way of doing things. There are many ways that you can do one thing. But is that God's way? Is that God's way? An abiding branch is sensitive to what is God's way of doing things. Sensitive to what is God's way of speaking to someone. Sensitive into God's way of looking at things. Sensitive into God's way of looking at others. Sensitive into God's way of looking at unbelievers. We will come to that too again. I make every part of my body, that's 6:13, I'm reading in from another translation. I make every part of my body a slave to God. God called me into freedom, yes. He has called me into liberty, yes, very much. But if I don't surrender my will, willfully become his slave, I cannot be an abiding branch. I cannot abide in him. I can abide apart from him. I will not be abiding in him. To abide in him, he needs to have control over me. How do I abide in him? I am identified not just as an individual, but as in a body. In a body. We were studying Hebrews. How Jael killed, Barak chased, Deborah prophesied. Each of them had a part to do. Let's look at Romans 12, verse 5.
Romans 12, verse 5. So in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
Each member has a part and a function, and each member belongs to another. There is a shared purpose that you and I have in a body. That is why in Christianity, there are no lone wolves. In the Bible, it talks about wolves in sheep's clothing, but there is no lone wolf. You are never alone in Christ. You have a function and a purpose to fulfill. You are not a lone ranger. Amen? How do I abide in him? I yield and depend on the Holy Spirit who abides in me. Yielding. We are so willing to wield the sword of the Spirit. Good. But don't wield it unless you yield to his truth. One amen I heard. Yielding to the Spirit of God. And the Lord shall help us in Jesus' name. Yield and depend. God has given us the Spirit. The greatest gift that God can give, the creator of universe dwelling in you and me for the purpose of shedding the light of the gospel to the world around in love. How can you and I do that except we yield to the Spirit of God? Except we yield to the Spirit of God. That's why Paul says we have this treasure in broken jars. So that the glory belongs to God. In our weaknesses, when we proclaim the gospel through the power of the Holy Spirit, glory will always go to God because God knows how to bring the increase. The key is, am I yielded? The simple statement for yielding is, not my will, but yours be done. I want to leave us with the challenge. Do you want to be revived as the vine's branch? Do you want to be revived as the vine's branch? Hosea chapter 14, verses 7 and 8.
Hosea 14, 7 to 8. Those who dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall be revived like grain and grow like a vine. Their scent shall be like the vines of Lebanon. Ephraim said, what have I to do any more with idols? I have heard and observed him, and I am like a green cypress tree. Your fruit is found in me.
I want us to rise up. All eyes closed. The Holy Spirit has spoken to us in the past 30, 35 minutes or so. And he has asked us, what branch am I?
Am I the vine's branch? Or am I the vining branch? Do you want to be revived as the vine's branch? Peradventure, you have been a vining branch till this point of time. But you have heard, you have seen today what God is able to do with a yielded life. Do you want to be revived today? The Lord is asking. Do you want to return? That verse said, those who dwell under his shadow shall return. Do you want to be revived as the vine's branch? That word assures us that they shall be revived like grain and grow like a vine. Today, return to him and confess like Ephraim over there. What do I have to do anymore with idols? Lord, if my roots have been in some other places, today I want to return to you. Today I want to be found rooted in Christ. I want to return to the branch of righteousness. I want to grow strong as a scepter of righteousness in the hands of the Lord. I want to be found in his shadow. I want to be found in his secret place. For he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, the Bible says, shall abide. Lord, I want to be found abiding under your shadow. Today, if that is you, why don't you raise up a cry to the Lord and say, Creator of the universe, you are God who dwells in me. Peradventure, I have neglected you till this point of time. Lord, I want to yield to you today. I want to yield to you today. Not my will, O Lord, but yours be done, O Lord God. Lord, use my members. Use my members, use my eyes, use my ears, use my hands, use my feet, use my tongue, Lord, as instruments of righteousness in your hands. I want to present myself as a slave to you. You are God who has set me free, but Lord, you commanded that I love you. I need to abide in your love. Lord, help me today in the name of Jesus. I have done many things with many roots. I don't want to depend upon any other prop again. I want to come back to you. Lord, strengthen me. Lord, strengthen me today. You are God who's my strength. I just sang to you, Lord, that you are my strength like no other. Lord, you reach to me. Today, I want to be strengthened in your power. I want to be strengthened with all might in the Holy Spirit. Lord, I want to yield myself to you. Lord, I'm available for you. Have your way in me if that is you. If that is you, the Lord is saying, I have heard and observed him. I have heard and observed him. I am like a green cypress tree. Your fruit is found in me. You shall fulfill your purpose, the Lord is assuring you through his word. Your fruit shall be found in him in the name of Jesus.
Father, we want to thank you and bless your holy name for your message that we have received this afternoon. Thank you, everlasting Father, that you are giving us the opportunity to examine ourselves, where we belong to, whether we are divine branch or winy branch. Father, we pray that your spirit will reveal the true identity that we are to us, so that we can be redeemed, so that we can retract back if we are the winy branch. Lord, if we are divine, that is divine branch, we pray that we shall remain connected to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus says he is the light of the world, that whosoever follow him will never walk in darkness. Lord, we want to remain in you. And you continue to remain in us in the mighty name of Jesus. For every soul that are not connected right now, we pray, God Almighty, we continue to speak to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we want to bless your name for your message that we have received this afternoon. Bless your son that you have used for us. Bless the work of his hand. bless sister, bless the children, bless the every member of the family in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for more anointing in his life so that we can receive more from him in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name, we glorify you, Lord. For the rest of our program for the week, we pray, Almighty God, that every member of this church and all invited guests for the victory night on Monday shall remain connected to Jesus Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. As many that their mind have wandered away, Father, you will bring them back to you in Jesus' name. Take full control of our services within the week in Jesus' name. And let your name be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. And for the rest of the year, all our programs, they are all in your hands. Father, between January and now, you never disappoint us. For the remaining program, your name shall be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray for our members that are not here, the blessing of today. Lord, you will reserve their blessing for them wherever they are in the mighty name of Jesus. And as many that have traveled, they shall come back safely in Jesus' name. As we depart here, let your presence go with us in Jesus' name. And let your name be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. We bless your holy name. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Shall we share the grace together in fellowship? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you and do have a wonderful week ahead.